You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
A person who works in the local government here in Otago, which I guess Otipoti is a part of. We have Amanda Virko from the Otago Regional Council coming through to Korero about the importance of enrolling for the 2025 local government elections. Amanda is their general manager of strategies and strategy and customers, which is a very, very exciting role. And the election is dawning upon us. It's coming through in September, so we're going to be talking all about that. Good morning to you, Amanda. How are you?
Oh,
there's your mic. Now we're working. You good? You haven't fallen over in the frost yet?
No, I haven't. No. Haven't stayed upright so far.
Your area we live is relatively frost-free?
Actually, the last couple of days I live in Waverley and it's been super, super white and super slippery.
So yeah. I'm surprised you're managing to stay all good.
Yeah, no.
I know many people who have been slipping over routinely.
Yes. Yeah. Actually, we were driving to school a few weeks ago when there was another frost and a guy walking his dog slipped over. So me and my son wound down the window to check that he was all right, and as we're driving off, my son said, "Oh, that was a really kind thing to do, Mum."
Oh, that's so sweet. That's lovely, man.
Teaching them to care.
Yeah, totally. I heard that kindergartens have been, some of them have been postponed till 10 a.m.
Yeah, so the last couple of days, all schools and kindies have had 10 o'clock starts.
Yeah, all primary schools as well.
Yes.
High schools?
I think yesterday high schools might have had a 10 o'clock start. But yeah, it's been pretty bad. It just helps keep cars off the road for a little bit longer, I guess, get the kids to school safely.
Yeah, it's nuts. It's gnarly. I hope everyone who's transporting right now is doing so safely. Let's get into talking about the local election, which is coming up very, very soon. I want to know, because you're a pretty top dog over at the ORC, from your community engagement, I imagine there are key concerns that the ORC is aware of that have been made aware to them by several Otago communities. Can you touch on what some of those concerns might be coming into this election?
Yeah, sure. Very happy to. So I think, you know, concerns really differ across our super diverse communities. So from some groups we hear that they're really concerned about environmental issues and they feel we're not doing enough. But equally we hear concerns that, you know, regional councils are doing too much and that we're blocking development. And there's been quite a bit of narrative at the central government level about regional councils over the last wee while. Mm. I think one of the common things we hear and that people are concerned about is affordability. Mm-hmm. Regional council local government rates are something that everyone is focused on. So they're those kind of high-level things that we're hearing.
True. Any particular area... niche concerns, like a surfers in St. Clair, like, "Oh, I want more surfing stuff," or something like that?
I think, again, that diversity of issues is something we hear from a regional council perspective. Our business goes from public transport in Queenstown and Dunedin.
Oh my god, true.
Yep,
yeah,
so we hear a lot about that. Yeah. A lot of positive feedback, you know, and other people wanting more and different routes and things, to, you know, rural issues, how we're looking at land use, water use, resource use, to the urban development issues, biodiversity, climate change. So it's quite hard to narrow down on particular niche.
Fair. Niche issues. No, fair. It's very broad. Yeah, no, very fair. This election is an upcoming collaboration between, I guess, local government and the Electoral Commission. What does that collaboration look like from an insider's view?
Yeah, sure. So the Electoral Commission is responsible for managing New Zealand's electoral rolls. So that is the list of all the people enrolled to vote. The elections themselves are actually managed so the Electoral Commission manages central government elections, mm-hmm. but for local body elections, the councils themselves manage them. So we employ an elections consultant who are called elections.com. They manage the actual distributing of our voting papers and the counting of the votes and the announcement of all the official results, and they've got those functions under legislation. And so, like I say, the Electoral Commission is responsible for making sure all the voters are on the voting roll and can vote and are enrolled to vote. Mm-hmm. We are then responsible for promoting the elections, attracting candidates to stand, and then our consultants do the sending out of the voting papers, collecting them and announcing the official results. So we all work together on it.
Yeah. Fun fact about the Electoral Commission, after every election, there's, I think, two people whose role it is to watch ballot papers get burnt for hours on end.
Interesting.
Yeah, they can't look at their phones or anything. They just have to watch this massive pile of paper get burned.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it's quite funny. A lot of university students come through Otipoti. They get a degree. They go back home or overseas, wherever they're going to. If they aren't going to be affected by, you know, long-term local government decisions, why should they enrol and head to the polls in September?
Yeah, look, I think that's a really good question, Zach. And I've probably got two things I'd comment on there. One, I think, is democracy in general is so super important. And so standing up and showing up and having your vote counted helps you participate in sort of in the fabric of New Zealand, really, that ability to have a say on who is representing you. Mm. In terms of, you know, some of the students or people Dunedin not being your forever place or Otago not being your forever place, it's still your place right now. And the decisions that are being made locally, particularly for the likes of the Regional Council around public transport, I mean, those decisions are affecting, you know, they'll affect tomorrow, they'll affect next week, they'll affect next year. So, you know, taking part in how and who is shaping those decisions, I think, is really important, whether this is your forever place or whether this is your temporary place. There's also, I think, a stewardship role that even if Otago or Te Puti isn't where you will be forever, where you go next, I think it's really, you know, I'm sure you would hope that young people in those places have had a say in how that place is being shaped and what those future decisions are being made for. So I think there's heaps of really good reasons to, you know, participate, understand who the candidates are, understand the issues that they're promoting, and vote for what you want.
What was I going to say? It feels like voting is also a very habit forming thing. Like if you do it once, you're more likely to do it again. So that could also be another great way to get people into the habit of participating in democracy.
Oh, look, correct. You know? I mean, I take my kids when I vote in general elections. I've taken my kids each time because I think it's so important that they grow up knowing the importance of voting. I wouldn't say it's a privilege to have democracy because it's, you know, it is part of being in New Zealand. But I've also lived in places where local body politics weren't a thing. Mm-hmm. You know, local communities didn't get a say in who represented them. They were government appointed commissioners, and so again, we're really lucky here that we've got the ability to have a say.
Mm-hmm. I actually want to quickly touch on something because obviously there's been some pretty big news about electoral voting reform. Regarding a few things, but in particular same-day enrolments. Is same-day enrolments a thing for local government elections?
So what we've got at local government elections is until the 1st of August, you can enrol on the... You can check your details and make sure you're enrolled on the general electorate roll. That then means your voting papers will be mailed to you.
Right.
From the 9th of September. So if your enrolment details are all correct, you will get your voting papers mailed to you and then you fill them out and either post them back or drop them in the orange ballot boxes. If you haven't done that by the 1st of August and you don't receive voting papers by mail, you are able to do what's called a special vote. That does have to be in person, and the closest one in Dunedin is at the Dunedin City Council in the Octagon. And you can do that up until the day before elections.
Right.
So elections close at midday on the 11th of October, Saturday the 11th of October, mm-hmm. up until I think it's 4 o'clock on the 10th of October, you can go to the DCC offices and do an in-person special vote. Mm-hmm. But no same-day enrolments like what they're talking about at a central government level.
Would any of the proposed changes that this government is putting forward towards electoral reform affect how local government elections work?
So my understanding, they only came out yesterday, so
yeah, it's very new. No pressure at all.
My understanding is they are largely focused on central government elections, but at a local government level, and I think actually might be one of your questions coming up, there has been a local government working group looking at electoral reform at a local government level because local government voter turnout is pretty low, between 40 and 44% across Otago in the last elections. Mm-hmm. And what that group has, which is a national group led by Nick Smith, the mayor of Nelson, what that group has been looking at is what are the barriers to local government voting, local government participation, and what are some recommendations for central government to then look at an electoral reform perspective. Mm-hmm. So that was released just last week. Don't know if it's publicly, it's been talked about publicly. So hopefully there might be some, you know, further looking at that local government side of things.
Mm-hmm. Well, you hit the nail on the head there in guessing my next question. I'm going to put my Jack Tame hat on and be very smug. In 2022, local government election turnout was 39% for city councils, 43% for regional councils, and 45% for district councils, which is continuing a slow decline, which has been around since around 1998, where turnout was over 10% for each of those local bodies. The 2023 national election, by comparison, had a turnout of 78% of the eligible voting population. Why is the local election turnout much lower?
Oh, look, it's a good question, and I think the report that has been prepared by this local government reference group or elections working group covers, you know, tries to unpack some of those barriers and drill into it. From my perspective, I think the central government elections, you know, it's in person, it's voting day, it's polling day, you go and you
kind
do
of a ritual,
your,
I guess,
it's a ritual,
you know?
You do your two ticks,
yep.
You show up, you get, you know, you get your documents. For local government elections, what you get sent in the mail is a voting pack. For some of the elections, there might be up to 50 candidates that you have to vote on, understand who they are, what they're standing for. Mm-hmm. You know, on your voting papers, you've got, for Dunedin, there'll be a mayor, there'll be your city councillors, there'll be the Otago Regional Council, Dunedin constituency, and depending on where you live, there may be a community board. So it's like four different things that you're voting on.
It's a lot.
So I think, you know, I think that can be difficult. It gets, you know, we're all busy these days. You get your posting pack, it might sit under the pile of other documents, you might forget.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess it's also that connection to local government and connection to local government issues. I think people possibly don't realise the extent to which local government decisions shape their every day.
Mm, completely.
So perhaps aren't as engaged.
And we'll touch on that in a second, but I also think, you know, the media and I guess the internet provides a plethora of literature and knowledge about parties and candidates, whereas local parties and candidates standing in local elections, there's not a lot of media coverage by comparison. You might not have as much going into that election knowing the same as you would for a national government election. So that might also be something that confuses people.
Yeah, and I guess local government is also, while some candidates are affiliated with political parties, most candidates are just running independent. So
yeah.
You perhaps have to work, you know, dive a bit deeper to see what they stand for. But they're over, so nominations are currently open. So we've got people putting their names forward to stand, which I hugely applaud. It's a huge, brave, courageous thing to put your name forward for local government, to go through the election process and then to show up every day for 3 years and make these decisions, often cop a bit of flack in the community.
Mm-hmm.
You know, local politicians are very available, you know, often you'll know them. So yeah, full respect for all those people putting their names forward at the moment. And once the nominations close, which is next Friday, you'll start to see there'll be groups putting out, there'll be groups hosting information evenings, there'll be the media will be running interviews, you know, there will be lots of hopefully opportunities to engage with some of those candidates and understand, you know, what they're standing for and what they represent.
Awesome, great. I feel like there has been an emphasis on that local democracy reporting from places like RNZ, so hopefully that trend continues. We are running a little bit low on time, but I do want to ask at least one or two more questions. What are some of the key differences between local, like city and regional councils?
Yeah, sure. So regional councils, I think one of the big differences between us and our city and district councils is scale. So we cover the entire Otago region, so from Dunedin through to Queenstown to West Otago to North Otago, and that gives us that ability to scale, to look at issues across scales, to look at water catchments from mountains to sea, Kia Ora Kitai, which is part of our vision at Otago Regional Council. What affects the water quality in the rivers and the coast often starts in the headwaters. So that's that ability to look across boundaries at things like biodiversity, which again, those creatures and things don't necessarily understand those boundaries. So we look at big environmental cross-boundary issues. We look at public transport, flood monitoring and response, civil defence and emergency response. They're those big issues that we deal with. City and district councils are generally more day-to-day, so, you know, flushing your toilet, having a shower, turning your tap on and getting clean drinking water, rubbish collection, looking across at the Otago Museum, you know, running those amenities for the city,
for people
to participate in. So we work together really closely because, you know, these issues all intermingle.
Yeah.
But there is distinct differences in our responsibilities.
Totally. And I think regional councils also tend to do consent stuff, I believe.
Yeah, both city councils and regional councils will look at consenting. So city councils would be more your building consents. Regional council, a lot of our consents are around resource, using natural resources,
yep.
So water takes and other resource management issues.
Yeah, for sure. I want to thank you for your time, and I want to know if it's your first time enrolling, how do you do so?
So until the 1st of August, I'd really encourage you can go to our website, all the information's there. You can go to the Electoral Commission website, all the information's there. You click on some links, you check your address, you fill out some details, and then they'll send you out confirmation. So I had shifted houses since the last elections, so I went online, filled in the details, and got sent my new confirmation of address, and it's as easy as that.
Nice, awesome. Well, thank you for coming on the program. I believe you might be coming on again in October. Well, someone from the body ORC is.
I think it's me.
yeah, I think it's you.
If you have me back.
Yeah, of course, anytime. You've requested some Don McGlashan. We're going to play Holly Smith and Don McGlashan's Koru Kutia / Bathe in the River. It's 10:18. Any final words you'd like to leave our listeners with?
Oh, look, just to really, really encourage everyone to enrol to vote and then to get out there and vote and really encourage people to understand the issues over the next couple of months as we lean into those elections.
Yeah, for sure. Awesome. Well, thank you for coming on, Amanda.
Thanks so much for having us, Zach.
Appreciate it a lot.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.